thy oath.
Remember.
Thou hast sworn to do it. It is but a blow which never shall be known. Thou canst not do a thing in the world so soon to yield thee so much profit. Let not conscience, which is but cold, nor flaming love thy bosom enslave too nicely, nor let pity, which even women have cast off, melt thee, like be a soldier to thy purpose.
I will do it. But yet, she is a goodly creature.
The citadel, the gods should have her. Here she comes, weeping for her nurse's death. Thou art resolved?
I am resolved.
No. I will rob Tellus of her weed to strew thy green with flowers. Yellows and blues, purple violets and marigolds shall as a carpet hang upon thy grave. While summer days doth last, I, me, poor maid, born in the tempest when my mother died, this world to me is like a lasting storm, worrying me from my friends. How now, Marina? Why do you keep alone? How chance my daughter is not with you? Do not consume your blood with sorrowing. What? Have you a nurse of me? Lord, how your favour is changed with this unprofitable woe. Come, give me your flowers. On the sea margent, walk with Leonine. The air is quick there, and it pierces and sharpens the stomach. Come, Leonine, take her by the arm. Walk with her.
No, I pray you, I'll not bereave you of your servant.
Come, come. I love the king, your father, and yourself with more than a foreign heart. We every day expect him here. When he shall come and see our paragon to all reports thus blasted, he will repent the breadth of his great voyage. Blame both my lord and me that we have taken no care to your best courses. Go, I pray you, walk and be cheerful once again. Preserve that excellent complexion which did steal the eyes of young and old. Care not for me. I can go home alone.
No, I will go. Yet I have no desire to it.
Come, come. I know. It is good for you. Walk half an hour, Leonine, at the least. Remember what I have said.
I warrant you, madam.
I'll leave you, my sweet lady, for a while. Pray walk softly. Do not heat your blood. Ah, I must have care of you.
My thanks, sweet madam. Is it wind westerly that blows?
Southwest.
When I was born, the wind was north.
Must so.
My father was nurseless. To never fear. Cried, good seaman to the sailors, calling his kingly hands, hauling ropes, clasping to the mast, endured a sea that almost burst the deck.
When was this?
When I was born. Never was wind nor waves more violent. From the ladder tackle washes off the canvas climber. Half there's one, bolt out. With a dripping industry, they slip. From stern to stern, the bosun whistles and the master calls and troubles their confusion.
Come. Say your prayers.
Will you?
If you require a little space for prayer, I grant it. Pray. But be not tedious, for the gods are quick of ear, and I am sworn to do my work with haste.
Will you kill me?
To satisfy my lady.
Why would she have me killed? What I can remember, by my troth, I never did her hurt in all my life. I never spake bad word, nor did ill turn to any living creature. Believe me, La, I never killed a mouse, nor hurt a fly, nor trod upon a worm against my will, but I wept for it. How have I offended, wherein my death might yield her any profit, or my life imply her any danger?
My commission is not to reason of the deed, but do it.
You will not do it for all the world, I hope. You are well favored, and your looks will show you have a gentle heart. I saw you lately, when you caught hurt in parting two that fought could suit, it showed well in you. Do so now. Your lady seeks my life. Come you between and save poor me, the weaker.
I am sworn. And will dispatch. Hold, villain!
A prize! A prize!
Aport! Aport, mates!
Come. The governor of war is suddenly.
These roving thieves are the great pirate Valdez, and they have seized Marina.
Let her go. There's no hope she will return.
I will swear she's dead and thrown into the sea. But I'll see further. Perhaps they will but please themselves upon her, not carry her aboard. If she remain, whom they have ravished must, by me, be slain.